Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, August the 12th, and the whole week ahead. The lovely moon in Aries, connected to six different planets, certainly makes this a great time if you're a Saggy who wants to explore, who wants to go places, see people, and generally just take off into the wide blue yonder. Ideal for travel, very creative, very loving, and perfect for doing all those things your heart desires. Here's your Sunday stars, a massive aspect, and it's a lovely one. The Sun in Leo trine, a good aspect to Saturn in your sign. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because with the Sun in Leo, which is your ninth house, trine Saturn in the first house, in your sign, this means you can make your own luck and create a lot of opportunities in a very good way. The Sagittarian who wants to work hard and play hard will actually get to where they want in life. Great time to make a fresh start. Here's your Monday stars. Yesterday, when the Sun was in league with Saturn in a beautiful way, and time to reorganize and prepare yourself for a new way of thinking and looking and dealing with your life, Mercury also moved retrograde. And what this means is there's certain things in your career and anything vocationally that you need to think about twice. Don't take the first option, because there's a better one coming up right behind. Here's your Tuesday stars. Be warned and be very careful of the energy of Venus opposing Pluto, because there is jealousy and there's envy, and that's especially where love is concerned, certainly sexually too, and also with money. There may even be a strange connection between money and sex and love. What could it be? Who knows? These are very complex stars, and they can be dangerous unless you keep a hold of feelings and desires and passions. Here's your Wednesday stars. It's all about relationships now, and that can be a love relationship or a business affair. Either way, with Mercury retrograde, please be careful that you don't get the hold of the wrong end of the stick. You see, with Mercury retrograde linked to the moon, the problem is that you might kind of see something or somebody in a certain way, but it's not right. You've got it all wrong. This is very skewed energy when it comes to understanding others today. Here's your Thursday stars. With the moon opposes Saturn in your sign, there's a sense of Siberia, that coldness, that wind chill factor reaches a good minus 30, simply because you and somebody else will not see eye to eye. There's no compassion, there's very little sympathy, and when it comes to empathy, you just don't understand each other. This will certainly reveal any cracks in a relationship, and either you glue it back together, or you say, time to let go. Here's your Friday stars. A lot of things going on today with the Moon and Mercury, and I think one of the things you need to be particularly aware of is those deep, complex feelings within a relationship need to be dealt with. Now, Mercury is moving backwards, but there's an old saying, we often do things because there's method in our madness. And something that you do today, which other people may think is foolhardy or crazy, could actually cause the right effect and a positive outcome. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.